When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Welcome back to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Reminder, we've got the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis coming up next from 9 to 11. But right now, we are joined by Ryan Wood, Packers beat writer, USA Today Network, co-host of Green Bay Nation on WFRV-TV in Green Bay, having to put up with Marcus Eversole once a week. You can find him on Twitter, at @ByRyanWood. Ryan, it is great to be chatting with you. How are you doing, my friend?
You know what? It must be better to be putting up with you, Andy. We know how that is, putting up with Marcus. So good to be chatting with you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I'm going to make sure I let Marcus know that today when I chat with him. I'm just kidding. He's the Absolutely. Best. We love Marcus, of course. But today is Packers game day. Really excited to break down this game with you. I want to start with an injury report. Obviously, it's a mostly limited injury report, only a handful of guys on it. But I want to start with your expectation for some of the guys that could potentially be coming back. I know this is kind of an impossible question to ask, Ryan, but I'm going to try to ask it anyway. Luke Musgrave, Jair Alexander, two big players that a lot of people want to see return, start to get some playing time and reintegrated with the offense and defense respectively. What do you think the chances are that either of those players play in this game? And if it were you with a head coaching hat on, would you try to get them reintegrated or would you try to be as cautious as possible to make sure that there's no risk of re-injury here?
Well, you know, the answer is always much simpler than it is to try to guess. And the answer is always, if they're healthy, they play, right? Now, in both these cases, we're talking about extended absences. So if they are healthy and they play, Luke Musgrave and Jair Alexander will not play much. This will be a small smattering of snaps just to get them back and acclimated to the field and kind of a springboard onto the rest of the season. I think with Jair Alexander especially, you know, it's a really interesting decision. We all know, I mean, it's no secret at all. Jair Alexander, the Packers, everybody wants him available next week against the Minnesota Vikings when Justin Jefferson is on the field, and he has a chance to cover the guy that you know he wants to cover. But do you give him some snaps in this game tonight, a game that the Packers don't need Jair Alexander to win this game? Do you give him some snaps just to kind of knock that rust off? Do you really throw him next week into the deep end against Justin Jefferson when he's missed darn near half of the season going into that game? I think ideally you get him some snaps tonight, but we'll see. You know, it's obviously a flip of the coin. It's a guessing game for everyone, but I do think that there is something to be said for just being able to knock the rust off of both of these guys.
Yeah, it would be really nice just to start seeing them reacclimated. But again, they're going to be super cautious going into this one. And if need be, probably even in longer. But we'll see if both of them play. We should get some sort of indication with Musgrave before the league ends today, if they put him on the active roster or not. And then we'll get that final inactives list an hour and a half before the game. If Jair and Evan Williams and Javon Bullard do not play, and Corey Ballantyne questionable as well for this one, the secondary could be a little bit on the shallow side of things. What is your expectation for this secondary? I know the Saints aren't exactly a juggernaut passing offense with a rookie quarterback out there, but I'm assuming we would see some Zane Anderson. How do you expect this defensive backfield to kind of go out and play in this one?
Well, this is the week that if you got to be thin in the secondary, you would pick this week, right? I mean, there's not a lot of explosive playmaking on the other side of the ball with the Saints offense. To me, though, it's not so much about the secondary as it is the number one issue with this defense that we finally saw them start to correct last week in Seattle, and the biggest question for me coming into tonight is the pass rush. And a good pass rush can make it a lot easier for a secondary, who, no matter who's on the back end. Can this pass rush get after it again against the Saints offense that has not given up a lot of sacks this season? They came into this third to final week of the season in the top 10 of fewest sacks allowed for any offensive line. Can this Packers pass rush that sacked Geno Smith, Sam Howell collectively 7 times last week in Seattle, 12 quarterback hits, the first time in 3 months that they've actually looked good and had a really big day in the pass rush, can they do that back-to-back weeks? That's my question for this defense. And, you know, we'll see what they do on the secondary, but it makes everything so much easier in the pass coverage when you can get after the quarterback.
Yeah, it would certainly go a long way, and literally, no pun intended, rattling a young quarterback in Spencer Rattler. As you go into this game, Ryan, you always have a unique way of looking at the game and kind of keeping an eye on unique things that are going on through the course of this game. As you're watching this game sort of develop, what are you going to be watching for early to see, you know, maybe what sort of tell there is out there, if things are going good or if things are not going great for Green Bay?
Spoiler alert here. I think we'd be in agreement. The Packers, they're winning this game, right? This is a game that they have to win. They're getting New Orleans in a balmy, nice, crisp 30 degrees at Lambeau Field late in the season. A Saints team that has nothing to play for. And the Packers, as we know, has everything to play for. But to me, bigger than whether or not they win the game, which, again, spoiler alert, they are, it's how they look doing it. It's can they continue to ascend much as they did last year down the stretch into the playoffs. You know, obviously the stakes tonight are clear. The Packers win and they clinch their playoff berth for the second straight year of Jordan Love, another playoff berth of Matt LaFleur. It validates the decisions in many ways that Xavier McKinney and Josh Jacobs made this spring to come here to join a winner. It's a big deal just to clinch a playoff spot. But this is a team that has a chance to really do something with that. And I think this is a platform tonight for them to continue that momentum that they've established over the past couple of weeks and really since the bye, and be able to continue to ascend and be that team that is hot late in the season, just as they were last year. If they can do that, this NFC really is still wide open. I mean, we've seen there's any number of you know, 3 or 4 teams that can make a run, and the Packers, I believe, are one of them. But there's some things that they have to clear up, too, right? I mean, they've got to put it together, a complete four-quarter game on offense, as Jordan Love said last week. I already mentioned the pass rush. They've been mostly healthy, but can Edgerton Cooper continue to ascend? Can Tucker Kraft on the other side, you know, can he continue to ascend the way that we've seen this season? Those are the questions to me that all kind of come together to the collective whole of this is a team to beat when it comes to January.
Yeah, I love so much of that. And I think for me, that's kind of what I'm going to be looking for, is not necessarily, again, points, results, things like that. I'm looking at process in this one. Can Green Bay continue to improve their process, play 4 quarters of really good football, and show that they're ready for the postseason coming up in a couple weeks? We're being joined by Ryan Wood, Packers beat writer. Of course, you can find him on the USA Today Network, easy for me to say, and of course on Twitter, @ByRyanWood. All right, Ryan, as we get into this game, what player are you keeping an eye on? Who's a player that everyone should be kind of keeping an eye on and watching in this game?
You know, more of an issue than the player. Obviously, it's easy to say Jordan Love because everyone's always going to be watching Jordan Love. But one of the things that's really intriguing to me in this game is that the Saints, as bad of a football team as they have been, let's be very clear, they are not a good football team. One of the things they've done well, there's a former defensive coordinator in Green Bay, everyone's heard of him, Don Capers, for a long time here, that said one of the ultimate gauges of a defense statistically is opponent passer rating. The Saints are top 10 in the league in opponent passer rating. So Jordan Love's looked much better, right, since the bye. These last 5 games, he's looked more like himself. The sneaky thing that this Saints defense does well is make it difficult for quarterbacks. Like, that's what their bread and butter has been. It's why they've gone out and won 5 games this season, because they can make it for a difficult day at the office for quarterbacks. I think, you know, so much of this Packers postseason chances hinge on Jordan Love's arm, on his decision making. Can he be a guy that strings together big performances while being efficient week in and week out? down the stretch in crunch time against this Saints defense that is very high in the league in the opponent passer rating. I think it'd be a good opportunity for Jordan Love to continue to do what he's done. So not exactly an under the radar answer for you, Andy, but I think again this matchup against this Saints defense will be very interesting for Jordan Love.
Well, I think we already have our answer to this one, Ryan. I don't know if you saw Jordan Love on Instagram today. He's got the Mary Toyotathon ugly sweater on his Instagram photo today. So he is now aware, and I think we can pretty much count on Jordan having probably the game in his life after that. So I think that question's answered. He's going to go out and have a huge game in this one.
How about Jordan Love just leaning into it, right? Like,
yep.
It's been fun. I feel like over the last few weeks we've seen Jordan Love more and more kind of lean into his personality as he's grown in this locker room and this offense and his stature in the league as a whole, and I think it's just the beginning of a whole lot of what we're going to see. You know, young players in this league tend to kind of need a little bit of a ramp up to show their personality sometimes, but we're starting to see more of that with Jordan Love, and yeah, he's just full-on leaning into it. You'd love to see that.
You really do, and I totally agree with you, and I do think we're starting to see more of Jordan's kind of personality come out, and I think that's kind of been one of the fun stories of this season is just to kind of see that in real time, and it's been kind of fun to watch, and this is a great example of that. All right, as we look at this game, I know you already made mention, and I'm in full agreement with you that this is a game that Green Bay should and will win, but maybe a reason that gives you a lot of confidence that Green Bay will win, and maybe a reason that gives you some concern of like why New Orleans could, in some crazy scenario, maybe pull that upset.
Well, let's start with the second part of that, the concern. This, with Darren Rizzi as the interim head coach, this is a Saints team that is very good in the special teams area, obviously. Darren Rizzi, not unlike Rich Bisaccia, but really, Darren Rizzi, from a reputation standpoint, is second to none when it comes to crafting a good special teams unit in this league. And they have nothing to play for, right? So I think you can expect to see all kinds of trickerations, all kinds of aggressive, bold strategizing in special teams and everywhere else, offensively, from this Saints sideline tonight. They are going to come into Lambeau Field with absolutely nothing to lose, playing loose, playing free, against a team that with a team that is well coached. So that's something that, you know, you can't. This Packers team can't continue to play with its food, right? Like, yep. when you have someone in front of you that you got to be able to, and they're down, they're on the table, you got to devour it. You got to keep going. And we haven't really seen that yet. So if you mess around with the team, even the Saints, you can get upset in this league. That's the question. As far as why there's reason, you've got a Saints team that's leaving its cozy confines of New Orleans to come up to Northeast Wisconsin in the couple days before Christmas, Lambeau Field, with absolutely nothing to play for. I mean, absolutely nothing on the line for this season. This season's over for them. It's a Packers team that it not only is comfortable and enjoys this type of climate, but it has everything to play for. It's not a favorable matchup for the Saints from that perspective.
No, it really isn't. I love what you point out about Coach Rizzi and like, what they're going to still try to bring to this table and how they could kind of pull out all the stops. There's always somebody that's trying to make a name for themselves, especially on Monday Night Football, and Darren Rizzi and some players on the Saints team, Spencer Rattler, for example, they have the opportunity to go out and make a name for themselves on Monday Night Football. This team has played a ton better under Coach Rizzi, and if they go out and all of a sudden upset Green Bay on the road, like that would be a big, you know, sort of resume builder for him, and obviously for Spencer Rattler and some other guys. So there's still going to be players on the Saints that have things to play for and are going to try to prove themselves. But I'm 1,000,000% with you. I absolutely believe that Green Bay comes out of this one and hopefully gives, you know, the Saints just wishes of getting on that bus come fourth quarter. Again, we're being joined by Ryan Wood, Packers beat writer. You can find him on Twitter @ByRyanWood. All right, we talked a little bit about Jordan Love. I thought there were some interesting comments from Matt LaFleur this past week of saying that this is the best version of Jordan Love that he has seen, even better than the end of 2023. Where do you come down on that, and what have you seen of Jordan Love at late that would maybe give him reason to make those comments?
I don't think he's quite to the end of 2023 yet. But I think the key word there is yet. It's certainly, you can't discount the possibility of him getting there. And it is close enough that it's been evidence, right? It's been proof that the end of 2023 was no fluke. Like, this is what Jordan Love can be when he's making the proper decisions, when he's finding completions instead of just gunning for the big play every snap, when he's mixing his big, talented arm with a fast release and athletic feet and the whole package. Like, this is what he can be, and we've seen it before. I think there's more left out there for him. But the stat that really, over these past two games, that really kind of highlights it, stand out to me, he's been hit 13 times. He's been sacked only once. He hasn't thrown an interception in either of those games, obviously four straight. Like, he's been under pressure. And time again, he's making the right decision. He's making a play out of a broken play, and he's avoiding the big mistake. Like, that, when you've got a quarterback doing that at that level, you're very tough to defend. You're very tough to beat. And that's what Jordan Love's been doing. So, yeah, I think that's where Matt LaFleur's coming from, especially in the face of pressure. What Jordan Love has done recently is very impressive. Maybe not quite. What Jordan Love did late 2023, it wasn't all that far from Aaron Rodgers on the table. I mean, it was very close to Aaron Rodgers 2016. It's hard to just emphasize enough how good Jordan Love was down the stretch last year, but I don't think he's far off from that, and that's saying something.
It's funny, we're in complete lockstep. I said almost identical the other day of just like, I probably feel like the end of 2023 was a little bit better version, but I'm not going to argue with Matt. It's close enough where we're just picking nits at this point. And it's like, hey, if he thinks it, it's probably true. But his play at the end of last year was unbelievably epic. But I do think, if not quite there yet, it's getting pretty darn close. And like you said, is a great indicator that this is the real Jordan Love. And the one that we saw kind of earlier in the season was probably more a lot to do with injury. Not that it was like a brutal Jordan Love by any means, but still had a lot more to do with the injuries. And this is probably more the real version. All right, as we kind of close things up here, Ryan, your prediction for this Packers game. I know you already said Packers win, but your final thoughts on this one.
I got the Packers winning for sure. I want to see them, you know, go out there and do something ludicrous. I would like 38-13. Like just stomp out a team that has no business playing with you, has no business being on the same frozen tundra with you, and treat them that way, right? That to me, as I said, it's not if, it's how they look beating this opponent that says a lot to me in terms of, can they continue that ascension or not? And that's how you do it. You put together a complete four-quarter game. You get after this rookie quarterback with your pass rush. You execute. You're efficient. You avoid mistakes. You play to the level that you know you're capable of, or you don't. And I think that's the question for me tonight. That's what they need to go out there and do. They need to go out, and they absolutely need to stomp out an opponent that should not be on the same field with them.
I would like to see Green Bay be the bully in this game. We see it with Detroit. They can just go out and bully teams. This is a game where Green Bay should be able to go out and bully the Saints, and that's exactly what I want to see. I think that's perfectly said, Ryan. Now, Ryan, I know you're a big sports fan. I know you're a big baseball guy. As much as it pains me to say this, I know that you have had probably a lot to celebrate with the Mets this offseason. How excited, and I know it's a painful thing in the Milwaukee area. I get that coming off the playoffs, but how excited are you about what the Mets have done this offseason?
Well, you know what, Andy? I just woke up not long before coming out.
Yeah, more news last night.
To the news that Sean Manaea is back. So, you know, that was, between that and being able to spend the morning with you, Andy, this has been a wonderful start to game day. It's a wild reality to be a Mets fan, because you got to understand, for my entire life, you know, the small market Brewers were no different than the small market New York Mets, which doesn't make any sense, but their ownership under the Wilpons was operated that way. And so to go from that to the penthouse of Steve Cohn, it's very much a pinch me type of situation where it's, your head is spinning, it's swirling, and it's like, is this actually real? I haven't gotten used to it yet, but it's a wonderful existence. Let me just put it that way.
Must be nice to have money in Major League Baseball. That's all I can say.
Is.
We know that mid-market feeling very, very well, but I'm sure as a Mets fan that is insanely exciting, and they've had quite the offseason so far. We'll see if that can equate to big wins coming up this season, and hopefully maybe some Brewers wins alongside of that as well. But we'll talk, I'm sure, more of that as time goes on. Ryan, thank you so much for coming on. Enjoy your Packers game day tonight. I know you'll be covering it phenomenally as always. Where can we find all of your incredible work, and what do you got coming out this week?
Hey, make sure you're glued to Packers news tonight, tomorrow, for full coverage of this Packers-Saints game with me and my colleagues over at Packers News. And then on Twitter at @ByRyanWood.
We will definitely be following along. Again, PackersNews.com. You can find him at by Ryan Wood. Ryan, we appreciate you a ton. We'll definitely be doing this again in the future. When we come back, we'll be going to the phone. So get those phone calls into the Nicolay Law Fan Talking text line, 414-677-1250. Again, this is the Pack-A-Day Radio Show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.